In 1997, MasterCard came out with an advertising campaign that was memorable. It led to many memes even before there was such a thing as a meme. Here's one of the ads I thought was quite clever. Most popular toy for toddler, $200. Most popular stuffed animal for toddler, $100. Most popular picture book for toddler, $60. Watching your toddler play with the cardboard box instead, priceless. Priceless. The church has been reading from the Gospel of John chapter 6 for 5 weeks, and today we reach the end. And looking back at the whole of chapter 6, it brings this MasterCard commercial to mind. In verses 1 to 15, thousands of people were following Jesus because of the many miraculous healings he was performing, and he then just fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It's amazing. In verses 16 to 21, the apostles saw Jesus walk on water and calm the sea. It's breathtaking. In verses 32 to 59, we received Jesus' teaching about the Eucharist being his body and blood, enlightening to say the least. Today in verses 60 to 69, it's decision time. And almost all of the people who saw the miracles and heard the teachings will walk away. Only the apostles, led by Peter, will affirm their faith in Jesus. Which brings us to a very important aspect of our Christian faith and our Christian life. Jesus' miracles, amazing. Jesus' mastery over the forces of nature, including death, fascinating. Jesus' many teachings, enlightening. Faith and trust in Jesus, priceless. Priceless. As Christians in a secular culture, we live between the tension of being in the world among wolves and false teachers on one hand, and on the other hand, entrusting ourselves to the God who saves us and gives us his body and blood. We have before us the decision that they had to make in the first reading and the gospel. We have to decide whether we're going to share in God's covenant or walk away. Before deciding, consider what St. Peter said. Master, you have the words of everlasting life. Not words of political influence, not a hot stock tip, not worldly wisdom, not the latest popular psychology or philosophy. Words of everlasting life, something that really matters forever. We cannot find eternal happiness apart from Jesus. Each of us is going to live forever, but will it be one of everlasting exhilaration, joy, and peace, or one of suffering, horror, and disgrace? If you want the life of abundance, Jesus' words are of utmost importance. For example, if you were only to read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 to 7, you would have a powerful understanding of how to have a blessed, everlasting life. As enlightening as those teachings are, they are not enough. It's necessary that our lives echo Peter's profession of faith. Despite his various missteps, Peter is a model for faith. Master, to whom shall we go? We have come to believe and convince that you are the Holy One of God. Or Peter's parallel confession as it appears in Matthew's gospel, maybe the one we're more familiar with, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. We must pray for the grace to recognize Jesus for who he is and follow him, not just marvel at what he says and does. Judas Iscariot is a perfect example of the latter. Judas experienced everything, everything, the miracles, the display of divine power, not only the teachings, but he got the inside explanations. He even learned from Jesus, the Son of God, how to pray to God the Father. And if that's not enough, Judas went on mission and performed mighty deeds with his own hands in the name of Jesus. And yet it wasn't enough to save him. Jesus' miracles, amazing. Jesus' mastery over the forces of nature, it's breathtaking. Jesus' many teachings, enlightening. Faith and trust in Jesus is priceless. But here's something that I find very reassuring. Our faith in Jesus isn't a blind faith. The people of Jesus' day got to see the healings, the multiplication of the loaves, and other signs to affirm their faith. We have something even better. What would that be? Well, Jesus tells us today. He says, "What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before?" That happened. Jesus rose from the dead, appeared to people over 40 days, appeared to over 500 people at one time, and then he ascended. Over the years, I've collected a list of 14 good reasons to believe in the resurrection. Because one or two of them might get your attention, but when you put all 14 together, they are a powerful witness. And the reason these are so important is because the resurrection and the ascension are our reason for knowing the truth of Peter's confession. Jesus is the Holy One of God. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. What if you were to believe that in the depths of your heart and to the core of your being, and then entrust yourselves to Jesus? Priceless. But there are some of you who do not believe. Despite the historical evidence that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended, some still do not believe. The end of John chapter 6 should haunt us. As a result of this, many of his disciples no longer accompanied him. Be honest with yourself. When it comes to the practice of your faith, would an outside observer consider you among the many or the few? Are we here because of a miracle that happened to somebody we love? Are we here out of habit or because we have a fear of hell? Are we here because we've had our own profound personal encounter with God? Are we here because we recognize Jesus as the great teacher because of the truths of the Catholic faith? All valid reasons, but not unshakable reasons. Are we in the process of coming to believe and being convinced that Jesus is the Holy One of God? Priceless. Pray for faith in Jesus. Because sometimes we do want to leave. But like Peter, we stay because we know who Jesus is. There is nowhere else to go if we want an eternal life of exhilaration, joy, and peace. In closing, please let this sink in. The Son of the living God laid down his life on the cross for you. The Holy One of God offers his whole self, body, blood, soul, and divinity to you in the Eucharist. Do you know what that makes you? Priceless. In God's eyes, you are priceless. I pray that you will choose today and every day to strive to follow Jesus and live in a manner consistent with your unfathomable dignity.